Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this is a something that just keeps coming up. And we are about to, as I've always said, whenever we think we're progressing and we think we are making great, great movements, all of a sudden we find ourselves where we're starting to trip on each other. And we're having that issue, as we said, we got women's sports, and we've progressed so much with women and their rights in sports and being able to, have their own teams and compete on the Olympics and all that. But now we have new controversy. Well, what do we do with transgender women? And so now society's like, okay, well, how do you do one without stepping on the other's foot? How do you do that? We're having that with comedy too now, except comedy's a little different. Dave Chappelle got himself into a little bit of heat when he did his SNL monologue. We've spoken about this. When he said there are two words you should never put together, you know, the and juice. Nothing good ever comes from a statement that begins with that. And, you know, he goes on and he talks about the Kanye West controversy and all that. And I, when I first listened to it, I'm like, you know, Dave Chappelle is a comic. He's a comedian. The comedians, I have been to tons of comedian shows and stand-up shows, and they will bring up everybody. They will bring up every religion, whatever. They will make jokes, and we're now bringing up, well, are these anti-Semitic? Are these anti-Semitic jokes? People are criticizing Dave Chappelle. Is he normalizing anti-Semitism? Now, me as a Jew, I didn't see that. It didn't seem like a comedic stand-up thing, because Dave Chappelle has actually, when he does his comedy, it's very similar to, oh my God, he's so famous. Who's the guy he passed away? And George Carson. Oh my God, why can't I think of his name? Oh, is it George Carson? Where when they stand up, it's almost like they're a politician. They're almost on this platform, and you're like, okay, they're speaking sense. This is kind of one of the reasons why Donald Trump keeps throwing comedy in. I think he likes that little comedic aspect to when he goes off. He doesn't like his boring speeches. He wants people to laugh at him. And so we're starting to blend comedy with somebody being on a pulpit or somebody lecturing. And he had made light of, you know, he had opened up a statement saying he supports the Jews, he's against any anti-Semitism, and then he closes his little letter and he goes, you see, Kanye, and that is, how you move on from here. Or he kind of makes light that, you know, Jews got all upset at Kanye and all that. Well, I'm sorry, you know, Kanye said he wants to go DEFCON 3 on all Jews. You're like, why? Where's this coming from? So it brought up, again, the topic of anti-Semitism. It brought up, now with Dave Chappelle, can comedy go there? Well, I've been watching a lot of the Friends reruns, because Friends has been playing it Nick at Night. So as I'm winding down and doing some reports and doing some show prep, you know, I'll watch these shows and I'll do a double take going, oh, wow, they can't say that now. I mean, they couldn't get away with that now. They did in the 90s and early 2000s. And the show is still a hit, but the more I watch and these movies I watch and I'm like, okay, we have in the last 3-4 years canceled people for less than what we're now seeing in these sitcoms and in these shows. And I appreciate the comedy. I mean, Dave Chappelle, as I said, he was in The Nutty Professor, and he was making fat jokes. And that's when Eddie Murphy, as The Nutty Professor, had to then go up and take him on. And so Dave Chappelle was actually, you know, in a very turning point in comedy, where The Nutty Professor showed you can't be, as a comedian, sitting there making fun of the audience like comics used to. They would find somebody in the audience and make fun of them. So things have changed in comedy, and I think there does need to be that conversation. But we have, I think, gotten ourselves to a spot where we might not even know what's comedy. Our comedians, like Trevor Noah, The Daily Show, people don't look at The Daily Show as comedy. They look at it as news and commentary. And I remember watching The Daily Show in 2000, where they had Indecision 2000. And during the election, they were, you know, you had Steve Carell, you had Stephen Colbert. I thought it was really, really funny. And I was, you know, talking about how, you know, I was like, look, I didn't know what was going on, except it was on The Daily Show. People are using comedy now for their news. So no wonder you have people now stepping up going, look, guys, you know, if a comedian is saying this, then they're really meaning it. But you're like, no, comedy's an act. I remember when I was in college, there was a comedian that came on campus. And he was talking about how he and his wife were spooning, and everything was all nice, and then the wife or the girlfriend farts, and he feels it on his leg. And I'm like, okay, that's got to stink that he just embarrassed his girlfriend in front of everybody. It's a fake story. The story's fake. Because he tells it over and over and over again. But people aren't looking at comedians now as fake. They're looking at it as they are now political commentators. They are commentators now, just like you would see on the news. And so, you know, Dave Chappelle, he did a, you know, routine. He, you know, kind of made fun of Kanye. He, you know, but he brought up a very real topic. It was a real topic where, you know, if you bring up that, well, that person is also Jewish, now it puts you in a position where you could be anti-Semitic. He brought up some real serious concept. So that's why some people are like, well, it shouldn't have then been on Saturday Night Live. But remember, Saturday Night Live isn't comedy as we think. Saturday Night Live is always political. So if we are going to move forward and comedians are going to now not be able to say or do certain things because it'll be taken on as a message, as a political message, which Hollywood now does, then are we going to be canceling every single sitcom that's been playing now that has politically incorrect stuff? Society's gotta determine where we're going with this.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this is something, I think we brought this up about 10 years ago. Where, and I'm losing my headset, sorry. We brought this up about 10 years ago, where we were hearing that our sperm counts were falling and that men were making less sperm. Now, I was very fortunate. When hubby and I tried, we got pregnant the day we tried. We kind of calculated it. I didn't have to be upside down, anything like that. But I was very, very fortunate. And I credited that to my husband not wearing tighty whities. I do not like tighty whities. I think they are some of the worst underwear men could ever wear. Number one is if they're white, they show the skid marks. But number two is you're bunching up the testicles to the body and you're not letting them hang. And the reason why the testicles hang is because they need to be at a cooler temperature. They can't be up against your 98.6 body temperature. They need to get a little air conditioning. Now, I know a lot of people think that women have penis envy and testicle envy. I am not envious because I think it would be really, really difficult to have testicles. I mean, breasts are hard enough, but at least they're here. You know, to have them always hanging and figuring out what to do with them, that's got to be difficult. I don't know how men in the olden days were able to ride horses and you know, in Scotland, the kilts. I don't know how you do that. Now, it might be easy because to pee and poop, you don't really have to deal with the extra clothing. But it's got to be hard to kind of get around and do things. But we are being told time and time again that we're losing our sperm counts. Men are making less sperm. So the latest study has said we have been declining globally since 1970. In terms of fertility implications, we might not necessarily have all the data on that. And this is a study that came out of Israel. Hold on a second. I'm having now computer issues. All right. What? Maybe my computer needs a little Viagra here. What's going on here? All right. You know what? I think I put it to sleep. That's probably what happened. I think I put my... Hey, is the show that bad? So, this was a study that I think we had Israel, Denmark. I want to give the countries credit who worked on this. So this was a global study, international team, Brazil, Spain, Israel, Denmark, U.S. They did a meta-analysis. They looked at over 250 studies from 53 countries looking at men between 1973 and 2018, and they found a very big worldwide trend, not just American trend. Because you could say, well, the cell phone towers or the fast food. I mean, this is a global trend. And they said that the study concluded that there is global decline in sperm concentration, not only North America, Europe, and Australia, but also South, Central America, Africa, and Asia. So what is it? What's causing it? Now, there's a lot of theories, okay? I'd like to blame a cell phone tower. I'd like to blame underwear. I really like boxer briefs. I think boxer briefs still kind of give you that control, but they don't necessarily bunch it up like a tighty whitey does. But I like boxer briefs because you could still at least let part of it hang and still feel like there's some protection with your thigh clothes. But I think underwear is a big part of it. I also think that there might be a hormonal component with our food. We might be putting so much crap into our livestock and our vegetation and our soil and our drinking water that the hormones are changing it. You know, when people tell me that the water is being recycled and reused and cleaned out, and I get it, whatever we're drinking, you know, might have been, you know, other people's residuals, let's say, from a shower or whatever, that doesn't bother me, you know, because I'm sure it's been cleaned and everything's been cleaned out. But what bothers me is what hormones were they on? And how do I not get that into my body? I don't want to buy bottled water. I think it's a waste of money and I don't want to be drinking from plastic. But I don't want somebody else's hormones. I don't want somebody else's Prozac. I don't want somebody else's chemicals. And they find our fish are picking up a lot of chemicals and antidepressants and things like that. And so it starts to make you wonder. Now, some of you say, well, great. I could just drink the water and I don't have to buy a prescription. Okay. But is that affecting our fertility? Now, they don't know what the implications are in terms of fertility yet with this. But it is something that will affect fertility. The less sperm you make, you know. Is it also that we're not making babies like we used to? Is it because you would make babies when you were 13, 14? You know, once you guys hit puberty, you were already having families. And now it's, well, no, because I need to go to school and I need to get a job. And, you know, I don't know if I really want to get married. And I don't even know if I want to have a child. I don't know if I want to go through a divorce later. And so we have men in their 30s that still haven't started a family. And that's starting to be the norm. In fact, they say the average age for a male to get married right now is 30. And so if men are waiting until they're 30, you know, women thinking they're going to be married at 22, 23, 24, 25. I got married when I was 26 years old. I was 26 and a half. No, I was 25. I was 25 when I got married. Why do I tell everybody I was 26? And I thought it was old for getting married at age 25. But I got married. I'm not going to tell you the year. Then you guys know how old I am. So anyway, this study said that they examined 7 more years of data from 2011 to 2018 to focus on regions of the world that were not reviewed in the first study, South and Central America, Asia and Africa. And they found your sperm concentration declined globally by more than half. 62% decline in total sperm concentration between 73 and 2018. 62%. The pace of decline increased 1.2% each year since 1972 to 2.6 each year since 2000. So I'd like to know what the hell is going on. Now, somebody could say, Dahlia, we just hit the 8 billion mark in terms of global population. We could use less babies. Okay, maybe we are becoming overpopulated. But I would rather we, by choice, you know, do this. I don't want to think that we are evolving this way. If we are evolving to be less fertile, that means in a matter of generations, we're going to start, you know, being on the road to extinction. I want to know if we're doing something stupid, if we're doing something wrong. Is it that the average man has their cell phone by their testicles? Their phone is in their pocket. Is that a problem? Most of my guy friends, you know, I'm like, let me see your phone, or where's your phone, or whatever, and it's in their pants. Like, why is it there? Put it in your back pocket. Well, I don't want to sit on it and break it. I'm like, yeah, but keep the phone away from the testicle. Now, I don't have a lot of science behind that recommendation, but I just think that there's, you know, radiation, there's waves, and until I understand more about how these suckers work, I mean, look, I'm able to broadcast my show, I mean, through GCN Network, but I could do a Facebook Live with my phone. Okay, that's some powerful stuff. I don't want that sucker anywhere near a testicle if I had one. But we're doing that kind of stuff. We're living near cell phone towers. When we go to a restaurant and we order water, that water's from the tap, and it has hormones and medications from other people. And I don't think our science can clean all that out. Our tech can clean all that out. Also, our water system could be hacked by a foreign entity, like we saw with that one neighborhood. I think it was, I forget which state it was. Remember a couple years ago, somebody hacked into the water system and started to add more salt or sodium hydroxide? So we need to kind of learn and get an idea of what's going on. Is it that we just aren't into having babies? Is it our porn habits? Is it that there is so much porn and so many sorts of fake love interests that people have that when they actually look at their wife, the sperm are like, oh, God, no. No, no, no. I want to reproduce with the blonde, right? That was, you know, at the gas station that was having sex with that. That's the one we're going to save our sperm for. Maybe our sperm have eyes and ears. You know, maybe when I go, okay, honey, it's time to have sex. Hey, have the sperm like, oh, God, no. I mean, maybe we're having also sex at the wrong time of day. I told you guys, a lot of women, they have that cortisol spike, and they have sometimes a dopamine spike early morning, and that might be a great time to become fertile, as opposed to waiting till 11 o'clock at night when everybody's asleep, finally, and you're exhausted. So we really need to look at what could be going on, what could we be doing to our testicles that we didn't do centuries ago. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The average 401k balance is down 23% in the last year. Fidelity Investments says it now stands at just over $97,000. Despite that, the average 401k contribution rate stands at just under 14%. The president of workplace investing at Fidelity said folks should contribute to their 401k consistently, no matter what happens in the stock market. The balance of power in Washington, D.C. is set to change. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Republicans won the majority of seats in the House of Representatives in the midterm elections, ending Democrat control of Washington that has seen America lose her energy independence and new taxes on every American because of overspending inflation.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I want marijuana to be able to be studied and find if there is going to be medical applications that we haven't even thought of that we could use it for. But we do have to be honest that nothing is completely benign. I've told you that marijuana can be linked to lung disease, heart disease, mental illness, and lack of memory, issues with mental health growth for kids. So it's not without its problems. And the latest study has found that smoking marijuana could be just as bad to your body as cigarettes, if not more. Now, a new study, and this is being reported by News Nation Now, says that marijuana smokers have higher rates of emphysema and airway inflammation than cigarette smokers. Even though marijuana is the most commonly used federally illegal drug in the U.S. 39 states have legalized it, especially with this last election. And we are finding more and more medical applications of it. The problem is the ongoing use and the widespread use and the heavy use of it is not without its medical issues. So marijuana is not going to be a filtered cigarette that's FDA approved. Many marijuana is self-rolled. It's a plant. There's pesticides on it and other stuff on it. And you're getting this into your lungs. Now, this study is not the biggest study. There's limitations. I think the study was only 56 patients. But it's not really easy to study because you still have marijuana illegal in multiple states. You can't really necessarily, you know, get people to admit it if they're afraid that they can get in trouble. You also have individuals who, you know, maybe they smoke it so much that they forget, you know, so they only got 56 patients to be able to study them. But the emphysema and the lung inflammation, and I think I saw a CT of one, it looked like anything that it looked very similar to what we see with chronic smokers. But the reason why marijuana is starting to become an issue is, one is politically it's going to move to be legalized, and I will still support legalization. I voted for it in my neck of the woods. I just think we need to be very honest about it, have some honest conversations, and limit massive and recurrent use. But you know, people used to, when they got their weed, they got their weed. And it was not an everyday thing. They couldn't just go to the nearby convenience store. You know, when they were able to, you know, get a hold of some, get a couple joints, they then enjoyed themselves that day. Now it's a daily thing. I have patients calling, I can't stop the nausea, I can't stop the nausea, my marijuana's not working anymore. And I go, how often are you smoking or using? Oh, every day. It would help my nausea. Well, it's making you nauseous. Yeah, but I haven't smoked in 2 days. Well, yeah, but you built it up. It's cumulative. It doesn't clear your system that easily. So whatever you smoked on Saturday and then on Sunday and then on Monday and then on Tuesday, it's additive. It's cumulative. Here you are on Thursday and you're like, dude, I feel like crap. So we need to realize that just because we're legalizing it doesn't mean it should be an everyday thing. Now, there's people in pain that can't get pain medication because somehow society thinks our opioid overdose crisis that continues and is continuing to kill despite a restriction in prescriptions is your dentist or doctor's fault. So doctors and dentists are really limited in prescribing pain medication. So people in pain are going to marijuana. But people are using their marijuana for sleep, they're using it for moods, they're using it because they're bored. Right, just like with alcohol, alcohol was never supposed to be an everyday thing. A cigarette, you know, you can have a cigarette after sex. Well, that was, you know, for those of us, sex was not a daily thing. But we turned cigarette smoking into a daily thing. Some people are using alcohol as a daily thing, and then some people are using cannabis as a daily thing. All right? If we're going to pass it, and it's going to go through and become legal, all right, this is a once-in-a-blue-moon thing. It's a treat. If you're going to have a margarita or a mojito or a beer, all right, it's supposed to be a once-in-a-blue-moon thing. You're not supposed to be having beer every day. No doctor is recommending you drink beer every day. It's legal. That's fine. Well, yeah, but football. Okay, well, football is Monday night, Thursday night, and Sunday night. And then, of course, we have college football on Saturday. Still not every day. So the Senate has passed a bill designed to expand medical marijuana research. This was unanimous. And the legislation was sponsored bipartisanly. Senator Dianne Feinstein, as well as Representative Earl... actually, no, this was a Democrat. This I don't think... but it did pass. And it is the first standalone related bill approved by both chambers of Congress, both House and Senate. The House passed the bill in July unanimously, so there that was done bipartisanly. And then it went to the Senate. And so now this bill will make it easier for scientists to conduct medical marijuana research and protect doctors who discuss the benefits and drawbacks of using the drug. I am for that. Marijuana is categorized as Schedule 1. It's the same category as heroin. Schedule 1 substances, according to the Controlled Substances Act, have no medical benefit and a high propensity to addiction. Well, what if there is a medical benefit? There is addiction and tolerance, but what if there's a medical benefit? So scientists are having trouble studying it. This is something that is, I think, bipartisan. We do have a marijuana problem. Again, I was driving home yesterday, and whoo, my car got one hell of a whiff of somebody racing down the highway who must have had a huge, bong going off in that car, because I could smell the marijuana coming into my car on a highway in the middle of the desert. So you know there was a high concentration of that. We have a problem. People are smoking weed. The kids are in the car. They're driving like crap. We're having lung issues, but we need to study it. So I think there's a smart way of doing this. You can legislate marijuana, but there be certain limits. Instead, I am driving around my city, and there are marijuana corners. There's these dispensaries on almost every corner now. And that's great if somebody wants access to it. But, you know, everybody's wondering, gosh, nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to go back to work. Well, I could see why. I heard that some dispensaries are having trouble having people staff them. Because, you know, when your alarm clock goes off, you have to have that, oh, crap, I'm going to get fired if I don't go to work. Well, if you're like, ain't no thing but a chicken wing, it's all good. You know, just love me, bro. It's all right. I'll get there when I get there. You're not going to keep your job. So we need to study it. We need to know when it's applicable. But we also need to study it to tell people, guys, don't be doing it every day. Maybe that's affecting fertility and sperm. You know, maybe that's why you're aging and losing your hair, and there's so many people that need Propecia and things to keep. You know, marijuana, I think, also has a link to shrinking testicles. Should have brought that up also. Marijuana could also be a fertility killer. I think marijuana can be used in diabetes research and insulin sensitivity. I am expecting. Because that's what I have been suspecting with my patients that smoke dope that never became diabetic. And I'm like, dude, everybody in your family's diabetic. You're overweight. Why aren't you diabetic? I think there could be a chance that marijuana could be helping insulin sensitivity. So I think there could be some huge, huge applications. The problem is we just can't study it. So let's study it. That's fine. Legalize it. But people, don't be using it every day. It's going to be just as bad, if not worse, than smoking. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's DrDahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are still very confused about what happened with these University of Idaho students who were brutally murdered last weekend. We are told that a group of students at the University of Idaho were allegedly threatened by a knife-wielding man dressed in black weeks before the murder happened. And they've started to warn other students that this might not be a one-off. I was surprised the other day when they said this was an isolated incident. If they still haven't found the guy or girl, what the hell happened? So 4 friends were violently stabbed in an off-campus home. Madison Mogan, 21, Kaylee Gonclaves, 21, and Zana Kernodle, 20 years old, and her boyfriend, Ethan Chapman, 20 years old, were found brutally knifed in a home that was rented. This was Sunday morning, or like middle of the night, Saturday to Sunday. No visible signs of a break-in. So police have now told the Moscow community, Moscow, not Russia, but Moscow, Idaho, to watch out for each other. No leads yet. But it was emerged that on September 12th, university security issued a vandal alert to everyone on campus after an armed assailant was spotted. The warning was described as a threat with a knife, with officials saying a group of students were threatened while walking through the grounds of the university. It read, the Moscow Police Department received a report that a group of students was walking between the steam plant parking lot and the Student Recreation Center and were threatened by a person with a knife. He was white, age 18 to 22, and dressed entirely in black. Now, nobody was harmed, but that kind of freaked people out. And they didn't think that that person was affiliated with the university. He flashed a knife, and then he turned himself into law enforcement. Chief of Moscow Police James Fry said officers have not established a direct link between this site and the mass killing, but it does raise concerns that there was an attacker stalking the campus. Remember, there was a woman last month or 2 months ago who was jogging around or on a campus in, trying to think which city that was in, when she was attacked, abducted, killed. Universities don't seem to be the safe havens that we once thought they would be. So they're trying to figure it out. The individuals who were in the home at the time, those four, the couple and then the two other roommates, apparently those aren't the only people that live in the house. There were two others that lived in the house. There were two students who survived the attack. And we're getting a little bit more detail. There are two roommates, and they apparently escaped. Now, they say on Wednesday, police revealed that Dylan and Bethany, I don't know if I have their last names, were in the home at the time of the attack, but miraculously survived. According to Daily Mail, Idaho State Police spokesman Aaron Snell said the two survivors are helping police with the investigation, but would not give further details of how they survived or whether they were the ones that called 911. Now, apparently 9 hours passed before 911 was called. Now, people are saying, well, then are they suspects? We're being told they are not suspects, but every possibility is being looked at by the investigative team, which now includes detectives from Idaho State Police. So, you know, the reason why this is so kind of concerned, this is, you know, so questioning is, if let's say they were there, person enters the house, they were able to run and flee, you would think they would run to a neighbor's house and within seconds call 911. We're being told that 911 wasn't called for hours. Did they escape because they weren't really there at the time? So people are saying, well, they luckily were able to escape the tragedy because they weren't there. Or were they there, were able to leave the house, run, but didn't run to a nearby phone? I don't know. Neither Dylan, who is from Boise, Idaho, or Bethany, a member of sorority Phi Beta Phi, have responded to messages from Daily Mail. They've also locked their social media profiles. Both girls appear frequently on accounts that belong to Madison and Kaylee, including an Instagram post made on August 16th that shows all five girls posing happily on the back porch of the home where three of them were killed on Sunday. So the two girls appear in photos posted by Kaylee hours before she died, but she captioned, one lucky girl to be surrounded by these people every day. Another set of photos show them posted and dressed up for a night out. So this is just horrific, and we don't know why. We see a White Claw package outside the house. You see some beer. I mean, typical, you know, college students living. I mean, I lived in apartments. I was never able to rent a home, but you get enough people involved, people you can rent a home. But it just, this is Idaho. This is not, you know, this is not known, you know, to be the capital, crime capital of the world. So we're getting very little information, but little bits, piece by piece. And there was even a video of, I guess, two of them at a food truck. There was a food truck that was parked outside of a nightclub that's usually there every Saturday between 10 p.m. and 2:30. So you saw a couple of them, I guess, near the food truck, and there was a camera on. So we just don't know. And this is something we want to know and we want to figure out because, you know, you have parents sending their kids to school. You got individuals who live near campuses and they're like, is the guy still at large? What the hell is going on? So we are having horrific crimes, no motives that we know of. Unsure. I mean, it sounds like if there was no break-in that they might have known this person, let them in, or the person knew where the key was. I don't know. But just a lot of questions, especially since we don't know why it took 9 hours. We're being told for 911 to be called. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So apparently there is going to be a pretty, pretty bad thunder snow, we're being told, that is going to hit western New York residents. They are bracing for potentially history-making blizzard that's going to threaten whiteouts, up to 4 inches of snow per hour in the Buffalo area. Meteorologists are calling it thunder snow, and it's a rare weather event. The next 3 days may see historical snowfall powdering western New York. National Weather Service calls the storm potentially crippling. It is a lake-effect snowstorm that's going to cover the region today, and residents are being told to brace themselves. This is not going to be good. State of emergency has already been in effect now since this morning. Governor Kathy Hochul had declared it. She said, what we're talking about is a major, major storm. This is considered an extreme event, an extreme weather event. It's dangerous, life-threatening. So officials have 600 plows, 5,700 utility trucks, 42,000 tons of salt standing by at their disposal. Remember we talked about how during the shortage, the labor shortage, that we had to prepare people for being stuck on the roads? Now, it sounds like they have the plows and the trucks. I don't know how much staff they have. The worst-case scenario, bring in National Guard, bring in whoever you have to. But the state of emergency covers 11 counties. Commercial truck traffic is now banned from a stretch of Interstate 90 southwest of Buffalo after 4 p.m. today. And the lake snow develops when cold, dry air originating from Canada flows across the warmer waters of the Great Lakes. And then they think it's going to cause a lot of precipitation and impossible travel conditions. So thunder snow is a winter weather phenomenon, according to Daily Mail, that occurs when snow falls instead of rain during a thunderstorm. So thunder snow, rather than a thunder rainstorm, can produce a lot of precipitation, also a lot of unpredictability. So Godspeed, it's not going to be good. We see the jet stream, the cold air, going down into Kansas. It's going to be a rough weekend. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry.
right.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.